Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
It's road trip season. Our favorite person in the world with great announcements about levels going down, down, down. They usually talk about levels going up, up, up. We've been looking forward to the levels going down, down, down. Celine announced it. And borders are opening, but also provincial borders have been open for a while, and this is why we've been very happy. I was expressing my frustration a little bit earlier on, saying I haven't left the province of Johannesburg, GP, Gauteng, for 7 months, so I'm looking forward to my first road trip, and that's coming very, very soon. As we say, this playlist curated by the CEO of Limpopo Tourism, Nomasonto Ndlovu. And on the line, we have the CEO of South African Tourism. Obviously, it's a better day than it was yesterday. Good afternoon, Mr. Njona. Thank you so much for joining us on Kaya FM, home of the Afropolitan. Unjani put.
I'm good, Nadia. How are you doing, my dear?
I can hear it. I'm fantastic. How happy are all of you right now?
Well, look, it's been a long 6 months, half a year, and so the opening up of international actually completes the second phase of our recovery. So we still have a very, very long way to go, but at least we're pointing towards the right direction and we have some certainty. So we're all good.
Certainty is that South Africa is a great tourism destination. Certainty is that all provinces are wonderful places to go. How devastating was obviously the shutdown, but also what do we have to look forward to?
Yeah, look, as I said, you know, it's been a long 6 months and essentially the sector ground to a halt. And this is a global phenomenon. You know, at the height of the pandemic, 90% of the world's airlines were just grounded, you know. So that's how everything came to a stop. We are now in the phase of opening up, and I must be, you know, be a bit more circumspect. We are happy that we are opening, but we've got to be very careful.
Yeah.
We are still in lockdown.
Yeah.
And the last thing we need, Unati, is to regress and see our numbers spike up again. Because what that will do, it will put us in the red list of many countries around the world. They will simply say, we are not welcoming South Africans to travel to their countries because we pose risk. And they would also say their citizens are not allowed to travel to South Africa as well.
So we can't.
We simply cannot, you know. So we're seeing our numbers decreasing very nicely. Let's not lose focus. Let's make sure we keep it low as well. And let's get the sector up and running.
I love the fact that there's a lot of emphasis that you're placing as SA Tourism when it comes to the health and safety protocols that need to be ensured for us travelers, but also for your employees as well. And I love the fact that, you know, because it's a time of high anxiety. So to make sure that we still comply when it comes to safety is the only way we're going to manage to make sure we don't have that peak or that pike that people are anticipating.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It is really top of mind. And we have to get used to traveling in the COVID era. You know, I think I get my temperature taken 20 times a day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I write my name and my number 15 times a day.
Yeah.
It is what it is, you know. And what we're basically saying is that the industry is absolutely waiting and eagerly awaiting for all of you when you travel to the destinations, but also at the same time, just exercise some patience as we have new protocols that are all designed, as you said, to look after the safety of the tourists and also the employees as well.
Every year you embark on a new theme when it comes to South African Tourism Month, and this year particularly rings, you know, straight to my heart. Why rural tourism development specifically now?
Look, it's all about inclusion, right? I think that's the first one.
Yeah.
South Africa is so beautiful. We've got so much to see. And what we've done historically is almost package this country very narrowly. You know, a bit of Cape Town, Garden Route, probably some KZN, then Kruger.
Yes.
We forget everything in the middle. And right now what we want to do is to shine the spotlight on these hidden gems.
Yes.
So that you and I can actually start to travel to them as well. So that becomes key.
Yeah.
Secondly as well, it's also appropriate in this social distancing era where we all want to go, but we want to go to open spaces. We want to go into places basically where it's not crowded, where we can also stretch our legs. And the rural setting is absolutely perfect for that, you know, in terms of, you know, these open wide spaces. And, you know, hiking is the thing. Well, go hike in a rural setting. you know, and there's plenty of mountains to kind of go up and down, as it were. That's your thing.
Cycling, you can go in the rural areas. Running, you can go in the rural areas. Eating, you can go in the rural areas. Are you excited to travel? Where are you excited to travel, let's say, between now and 2021, before I let you go, Mr. Njona?
Where am I excited to travel? I'm actually going on a tour right now where I'm going to the different provinces, mm-hmm. and essentially just to check their state of readiness and also, you know, to see, you know, the some of the health and safety protocols being implemented, basically, right? And it'll be amiss of me to ask people to travel if the CEO of SA Tourism is not actually embarking and showcasing
Imagine.
And all of that.
Imagine.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
So I was expressing my frustration earlier because I haven't left the province in 7 months. So on Sunday, I'm literally going to go and drive and have lunch in Paris just so I can leave the province and come back.
Yeah.
So we're doing Paris. And then a couple of weeks later, we're going to do deep, deep, deep Free Strait. We're doing the Tiger Canyon. And then we want to do the Big Five in KZN, the Big Five Game Lodge that was talking about rural areas. That land was donated by the five chiefs of that area. So, yeah, thank you for opening up, guys.
Fantastic. I think if anything, I just want to encourage people to do things they don't normally do.
Yes.
You do what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just don't go to the places you've normally gone to over and over again. Just be a bit adventurous, go off the beaten path. Road trips are the thing to do, but just explore things you've never done, and you'll be amazed at what's there to offer.
Thank you. Thank you for your advice, and thank you for making sure that safety comes first. And that's the CEO of South African Tourism, Mr. Sisan Jona. We had a wonderful, wonderful mix curated by his colleague, the CEO of Limpopo Tourism, CEO Nomasonto Ndlovu. So tourism is back, tourism is happy, tourism is strong, tourism is safe, and tourism is hygienic. Let's travel this beautiful country of ours. We come back and we bring you a bit of Bibi Winans. How's that?
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.